Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Thank you for being here today. On March 18th, 2020, in-person services were suspended at the Erie County Clerk's Office for the Pistol Permit Department. This resulted in the cancellation of nearly 700 appointments that we had planned prior to COVID-19 for new pistol permit applications. These measures were in response to obviously social distancing and New York State's court's limitations of the work performed by the county's licensing officer, a state Supreme Court judge, Judge Bowler, to only those matters that the court system deemed essential. Throughout the COVID response, we received many requests from the public about pistol permit department services, and we did our best to perform remote services. During the COVID-19 response, and for the first time we can recall, we are caught up on pistol permit applications. And that is quite a feat, because when I entered into this office, we were probably about 14 to 18 months behind in getting a pistol permit processed. We worked with the department, we re-engineered the department, and today I'm glad to say that we started a pilot program to receive mail applications, which resulted in a great success, and that's what I'm here to announce today. Now that the courts are resuming their work to nearly all matters, the county's licensing officer, Judge Bowler, I spoke to him yesterday, we may once again consider pistol permit applications. In response to this, we'll be accepting new pistol permit applications, but they will only be accepted through the mail. Anyone who wishes to review their application with our staff prior to submission may wait until our office restores appointments. So we are accepting these pistol permit applications by mail. If people go to our website, erie.gov/clerk, the information is on there on how to do that and what is needed to process that request. If you have a question, you can call 858-4767. And once again, I want to remind people, Old County Hall and our remote sites are not open. This will only be done, and the process will only be done through the mails. And I stated we did a pilot project of about 20 applications, and it worked out well. This is a very detailed process, so if there is missing information, we will send the application back until we can have in-person services. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. Sure. We have a list. Once again, there are certain requirements. You need a copy of your Social Security card, a picture, and of course, you have to fill out a New York State form. We verify all that information. Of course, you need four references. So the Erie County Sheriff or the local law enforcement will personally reach out and contact that application to complete the process. I want to say at this time, and I want to thank Erie County Sheriff Tim Howard for his support in this matter, and Judge Bowler. One of the first things I sat down with my first day with the sheriff, and he has been remarkably supportive, and also the judge. So there is a process that person has to go through. There has to be four references, and they will be verified by law enforcement.
Right before the shutdown, or even during the shutdown, did you hear of a spike in handgun sales? And if so, what do you guys expect?
Whenever there are disruptions in society or there's crisis, we do see an increase. And during this time, we've been able, just like in the Auto Bureau, just like in the Real Estate Department, we've been able to process addition and deletions of guns by mail. So this is now just an extension of that service. So yes, we have seen, we've been very, very busy. Many people have been contacting us to add guns, which is their Second Amendment right. And now we are seeing, of course, many people who were waiting for the opportunity to start the pistol permit application process, start that process. But once again, because of COVID-19 and the closing of the courts, we were not able to complete that process. So we want to get back. We want to start that. And as I said, the pilot program was highly successful. But it's a very detailed process, and we want to make sure people follow instructions. Right now, we're working on that. We are open to any type of technology that improves services for the customer. One of the things I've done as Erie County Clerk is we've opened satellite stations. So we're talking about making this as easy as possible. As we all know, downtown, sometimes with parking, as you all know, is difficult to get a parking space. So yes, we're looking at technology. We have a portal system that we're working. Normally when someone purchases a gun, they have to come down here prior to them putting that on their permit. We're working with, and we've started this already, we're working with our dealers where at the point of purchase, they could put that, they would not have to come down here, and they could email us that information, and we could put it on their permit, which is one, a great time saver for the purchaser. It's great for the dealer, like a big dealer like Cabela or a smaller dealer. So yes, we're looking at technology to make it easier in all of our offices, inclusive of real estate, which we've been having to do closings without people coming in here and attorneys. And so we've been working really hard to continue and have continuity of government. And this is the next step. It's interesting because the one thing I have to say is I have to give kudos to my staff. Many people, you don't hear about people being frontline workers that work in real estate, work in pistols, that work in the courts. But the clerk's office is a very important office for Erie County government. We generate about $7 million for the budget each year, and we know that with the lack of sales tax. So we are looking and working. We've had many people work from home, many challenges. And Brendan, you're absolutely right. It's very difficult to keep people safe, which we are, abide by the orders, and make sure that we're giving good customer service to our people. I'd love right now to be open in our auto bureaus. I think we're ready to be open, but we're still waiting on the executive order. Well, one of the things, I don't know when, but one of the things we've been able to do, and I think we've been the leader in county government, we have already completed the installation in Old County Hall and our auto bureaus, splash shields. So there will be separation from the public and the staff. We've already completed and ordered, and I want to thank the budget office, all of our material to make sure that we keep people safe. And when I became clerk, we instituted in the beginning, ready, reserve, renew. You heard me talk a lot about making appointments. We're all ready to make appointments. So it's gonna be a new normal for the public. You won't be able to go and just go to a building anymore. You're gonna have to make an appointment. And I think that's going to be good. I think people are gonna see that, you know, we're gonna be able to control the flow of people, but we're gonna continue to do our best. And I think we've been ahead of the game. And if the governor said today that we could open up in all of our offices, we would be prepared. We're ready to go to open up to the public. But once again, you know, we have to wait on the governor's executive order, especially for our next steps. Absolutely, and that's one of the things we encouraged is with the Ready Reserve Renew. If you make it a point, remember, if you go get a haircut, if you, you know, go get an oil change, if you go there without an appointment, you have to wait. I think people are going to be very pleased, and once again, it's just the new normal of how we're going to do business. But we want people to be ready, and on this day here, it's raining. We're doing curbside service for people, so yes, it'll be a change for people.
Is it part of a phase?
We're anticipating phase three that we'll get, you know, the commissioner has been communicating, the commissioner of the DMV has been communicating with the Clerks Association, and we're just hopeful that, you know, we can get back to work. We're ready. You know, I think it's nonsensical that I can go to Wegmans, but I can't go to the DMV. It's nonsensical that I can go to a liquor store, not that I am right now, but I can go to a liquor store and we can't go in and take care of our transactions. I'm getting numerous calls and requests for young people that want to take their permits. So we're looking at technology and how to handle that because we don't know what the future holds, but we're preparing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.